Coach, I know I spoke with you last year, but a lot of excitement surrounding the program going into last season. Is that carried over to this year?
Definitely. We've got so many kids coming back this year. We only graduated 8 last year, only a few starters. So at one time we were looking 8 or 9 returners on both sides of the ball. So, you know, our expectations are pretty high. The kids are excited about it and ready to get going.
Something that was pretty cool, I spoke with you about last year, I think it was Midnight Lights. Is that what you guys call it?
Midnight Madness.
Midnight Madness. Okay.
It's coming up again. We're getting ready to kick it off Sunday night, Monday morning, whatever. So we'll be out there at midnight again, get our first workout in, and hit the field running.
And that's open to everybody to come out and check it out, right?
Absolutely. We had a pretty good turnout last year, almost had a carnival-type atmosphere to it. So we look for that again. And like I said, the kids are excited about it. Community gets excited. So it's going to be a good time in Iowa.
Oh, I think that's something that's really cool. That being said, what do you feel are some real strengths of y'all's coming into the season? As you mentioned, you got a lot of guys with experience, but something else that sticks in mind?
Well, this is, you know, one of the first years that we've got quite a few returners in the offensive line. So that's going to be a big plus for us. A lot of those guys played together all year last year and matured over the year. And I think that was a big part of our success, and I think it'll carry over. But also, we've got a number of skilled kids back. And so all the way across the board, we have guys that have been out there before and have contributed. So, again, we're really looking forward, really excited about what's in front of us.
Something that I've asked pretty much everybody, but with the UIL realignment, of course, you got a new district and a new schedule. What do you feel about your schedule? How do you feel about your schedule?
Well, the disappointing thing was we ended up with only 9 games because we were put into an odd number district. Our bye week in district came week 9. And so we're going to play 5 games and we'll be off, and we'll have 2 district games, be off, and have 2 more. There could be some pluses to it, depending upon injuries, that type of stuff at that point in the season. But it's going to be it'll be something you have to get used to with the second open week. Sometimes you get on a roll and you're playing well, you don't want to take that break.
Right.
But it could be something to kind of help break up the season. So it'll be a little bit different. Of course, the new district we're moved into, you know, Bremont's in there. So, you know, Bremont, the success that they've had, the tradition of their program, we know our work's cut out for us, but, you know, we're excited for the opportunity.
Hopefully those 2 byes work in y'all's advantage. Coach, thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.